Something you see quite often in rapid diagnostic tests for the detection of malaria are two test line tests. So since you have the different antigens, it is possible to have a test line that detects Plasmodium falciparum and one test line that detects Plasmodium vivax, for example. But I mentioned before that the interaction of an antibody and an antigen is like a key in a lock. But this key and the lock only fits if all the conditions are correct. So the stereochemistry of an antibody-antigen interaction depends on a number of factors. For example, the pH in the buffer, the salt in the buffer, the amount of detergent in the buffer is usually optimized for the antigen-antibody reaction of the RDT. Now, if you have two different antigens on the same RDT, the two different antigens will have two different optimal conditions. Imagine you were the developer of a rapid diagnostic test to detect malaria, and you wanted to put a Plasmodium falciparum and a Plasmodium vivax test line on there. How would you choose the optimal test conditions if they are not the same for both antigens? Would you prefer vivax or falciparum, or would you go for a condition in between where both kind of work? Obviously, you would choose for falciparum because that is the most deadly species of the parasite. But that means that if you have a two antigen strip, usually the non-falciparum is not the optimal condition and the sensitivity will be lower than for a one test line strip. Just keep this in mind. Something that might not be relevant for all of you, but a side note, the strips you can find to detect a Plasmodium nodwesi are usually not performing very well.